Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life.
All right.
I mean, yeah, there probably would be, but... Are you starting?
Hats.
Brando. Hats. Bitcoin Brando, how are you?
Fucking cranky now. No, not cranky, just frustrated.
No way.
So I have, or had a...
Well, no way, but this is for the people.
I had a tile...
I'll have to hear this.
I have an ensuite that has leaked and or leaks and hasn't been used for a few years. I finally got some shitty fiat together to get someone out to reseal it. So rather than actually pulling up the tiles and doing all that, he was going to reseal it. He started doing it and basically the tiles were falling off the wall, so he can't do it and I need to get a tiler in, which is going to cost me so much more.
So basically you just had an XRP guy that did the original tiling. He did it wrong.
Yeah, no solid foundation or adhesive there at all.
Which is a great...
Which was very annoying because the tile guy upstairs was like, well, this doesn't look like adhesive. It looks like they've just used grout, which is not how you do it. So
yeah.
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, and which is not a great
and
way to...
And now we're doing a tile.
Not a great way to start your birthday.
No, it's not.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, mate.
Dogs.
Do you know what?
You don't care?
Yeah, well...
Well, you don't know. Should
I now? I don't reckon that's going to come through the audio. That's just going to go... And I'm like, what's he talking about? So, yeah.
Okay, well... Okay,
well,
I'm not very good at these
all
things.
All right, you can dox my birthday, but I'm not telling you that I'm 34. I mean, no, 34. Never mind.
Yeah, okay. You're not 34.
No, I'm not.
It was a shame, right? Wish we were 34 again. How good would it be, actually, thinking about it? This is just us, by the way. There's no guests, so bye.
Well, you know what?
Is there a guest?
No.
I was excited.
When did we last do a Hats and Brenda?
Ages ago.
Ages and ages.
We are kind of getting... This is a bit of a flex. We are kind of getting... It's quite hard now because we're getting quite a lot of people reaching out. Want to come on, which is cool, right? That's really nice, but it's the problem with it, and we were speaking about this before, it's... So the ones that we've had up till now are generally people that we've had some sort of correspondence with, or we know who they are or what they do.
Yeah.
Whereas it's now getting into the territory of people we don't really know.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is we might, you know, you have to, we either can do two things. We have to do a massive deep dive to see, is this person okay to come on the pod type thing, or are they a shit coiner?
Yeah.
Or we just go with it and just see what happens and then call it out when it happens. You're with the second one, I think?
I think so, yeah.
Would you not?
I don't want to vet people necessarily.
No, it's so much work, man.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's like I don't like, you couldn't go through somebody's entire back catalogue of work.
Yeah, and it's our pod. So if we get halfway through a thing and go, hang on a minute, this is a closet shitcoin, and we just fucking
would you boot them like live on the? Would you just see you later and then publish it, or what would you want to do, or just never publish it? What would you want to do?
Oh, that's a good point. No, I'd happily boot them because I don't want to talk about shitcoins. But then I don't know.
Is that
just seems a little bit exploitative to then publish the
point. Yeah, okay, fair point.
Anyway, fair point. Well, the other point too is that our numbers have actually gone really well the last few. Yeah, and before I go, oh, it's another bloody Dunworth. It's the the Dunworth effect, but it's actually not. It was the Kiwi boys.
It was. It started with the Kiwi boys.
We got a lot with them, and then it's just kind of continued. So, Kiwi Dunworth effect.
Yeah. And let's just start a little bit of family feuding. Organic listens higher on Michael Dunworth than Peter Dunworth.
Is that right?
Got to tell them that. Yep, the organic listens were higher for Michael.
Oh, wow.
I
don't know. Pete, I was going to say Pete won't like that, but he'll be proud of his brother.
Of course he will be. He's a big brother. He'd be quite happy for him. But very good on both. They're like two of our better, our best numbers.
Yep.
But yeah, Michael very popular too. But I don't know whether... So. Whether it's, I don't know, changing Bitcoin or changing someone we've done or the Kiwi guys, or I don't know why it is, but you never know, right? You'll never
well, particularly with the bear market, like once we sort of hit the bear market, our numbers dropped. So I don't know, someone's listening.
So let's keep flexing. Let's talk about us. How good are we?
Fuck yeah.
No, let's not. Let's talk about the art competition, right? Because we're going to have to update this as it goes, right?
Yes.
So you go.
It's going gangbusters. So we dropped that pod 3 days ago. We've already made, I think, 837,000 sats. Well, last
you know
time I checked.
You've done your work. Like, literally, I didn't know that. Is that what you're right? 837,000
yeah,
sats.
Yeah, yeah. How good is that?
That's a lot of sats.
And you know what? That, like, I've been thinking, because this is actually going to be, what, pod 90, right? And we're saying pod 100. So we've still got another 10 weeks.
Something like that, yeah.
Potentially to go before we actually do it.
I mean, I honestly, beforehand, thought if we could give away 1 million sats, that'd be so good, right? I think, well, I mean, we're not there yet, but I think we could.
Well, we could if we keep pushing it and people push it for us. Wink, yeah, wink, push, nudge, push, nudge.
Yeah, share for us, guys. If we give away a Bitcoin, that'd be even better, but... but
whoa, Nelly.
Yeah, I know. But
unless we get Jack involved.
Yeah, somebody's... Yeah, exactly. So somebody... It would be... So in my little brain, one sat is $1. That's how I sort of... That's how I live... That's how I think about it. I don't care about the price. That's what I think about. That's where we're going. Or yep. It's going beyond that, but like that's what I think about. So if you could give away a million sats, we can literally be giving away purchasing power of $1 million in today's money
to little kids,
to children.
That's right.
That's super fun. How do people enter, or what do they hit?
Well, do a because not everyone listens to every single app, so let's do a quick summary of what it is. So it's an art competition for age groups, mm-hmm. which I don't remember exactly what
they
are.
So you're up to 8, 9 to 10, 11, 12, and 13 to 16.
Okay, yeah. And so it's you submit your artwork. It can be, you know, a drawing, photography even, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, you said sculpture, but it's got to be a picture of a sculpture. Don't send us actual physical sculptures.
No, the people, keep your own art. Yeah. Send us a picture. We'll upload the picture or a PDF or a whatever I right-click save.
Has Bricky got a kid?
He could pretend he's a kid. That's
dishonest.
yeah, it's dishonest. I know. But, yeah, his sculptures were very, very good.
Yeah, so anyway, so the prize pool, when we started, we said 50,000 sats per category.
Yeah.
Everyone will get a proof of work
prize. We haven't said that yet.
Yes, you did.
Not yet.
You tweeted it.
Did I? Don't think I did. I think it was a DM.
Oh, shit.
But we've said it now.
Can we say it? Well, we have.
Said now. You've just ruined it. No, I think it's a good idea.
So I think so. Yeah, yeah. Especially, like, I mean, it doesn't have to be a lot, but so we can boost, bump the prize pool up. I think 50,000 now is not enough, considering we have almost 1 million sats.
So we're going to be 21 entries per category.
And cut
maximum.
Off.
We
cut
have
off?
To. We got to cut it off, right? Because otherwise it becomes an absolute disaster we can't manage. But we'll do 21 for, so that's 84. Four first prizes, that takes us down to 80. So what we'd said was it'd be 50,000 sats for each category because we had a couple hundred thousand sats to give away. Now we have a bit more. So I think, yeah, we're going to have to bump the prize. I don't know what to. But also the plan is we always wanted to do this because we hope we get some donations, but obviously we didn't know that we would. But we wanted to do like a proof of work prize for everybody that enters.
Yes.
So now, if you're one of the kids that enters this competition, you're going to definitely get some sats. Yeah. Get your entries in. I'm thinking 2,100 sats we can at least do.
Oh, totally. We can.
Do those numbers.
We don't even need to look at the numbers now because who knows? I mean, we could have peaked.
We're not going to tell you. There you go. We're not going to tell you how many sets you're going to, but you're definitely going to get some. If you enter this competition, your kid is definitely going to get some sets.
Yes. And we are on Guys of Fun. That's how we're actually raising sets.
Oh, yeah.
So, so obviously the link will be in this pod. It was in the last one.
But something about that, but I didn't understand, which is totally fair enough, but I should be clear about it. So what it says on the page is we've raised 837,000 sats, but what we've actually...
They take a cut.
They do. So I think they take a couple of percent or something, but they're taking a cut. It's a totally reasonable cut.
Oh, of course.
But, and they, you know, they got to have a business model. But so the number of sats that have hit... So we're using GetAlbi as the back-end lightning. We don't run lightning nodes. Are you running a lightning node yet?
I've got it. Oh, no, I've got it there, so I just haven't...
It's on your to-do list.
I'm on the open channels and find people... thing.
Okay.
And I haven't gone to it yet.
Well, you're way ahead of me on that.
Yeah.
I don't run a lightning node. So our back end, we're using GetAlbi.
Yep.
And so with the sats that get donated are not quite the sats that we get. So we'll obviously be giving out the sats that we get.
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever our final number is, we'll have to just look at it and just divide it up. But obviously,
it's like we don't want... It's funny, like we love Bitcoin, but we don't want to make any bloody Bitcoin out of this whole fucking thing. We're giving everything away. Geez, yeah, good. Yeah. Flex, flex. We're such lovely people.
We are so good. but I don't know. So Yeah, I guess we... Yeah, that's probably good. We probably just don't say what the final prizes are, but they're definitely minimum going to be 50,000 for the winners and minimum going to be 2,100 for everyone.
Yep.
Yeah? That's and then we'll just take it from there.
That's perfect.
Minimum.
All right. Okay, are we done?
Yep, done.
Are we actually done?
No. Oh, yeah, so this is the peer pressure. Great. So
fuck off. No, we're done.
No, we're not done. So Dale kindly invited me onto the Why Bitcoin show recently.
This is an indirect flex because you just are fishing for me to say how great a pod it was.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
Because it was a very good pod and you should do more of them. I did send you that message.
Oh.
I think you should. Honestly, like you.
I'm on a pod every week, Brendo.
Fuck, you know what I mean.
Anyway, Dale's doing good. Andy
doing well.
Doing good, yeah.
Oh, he's doing well, but he's doing good for people.
Oh, you're both.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, okay. I was just poor.
I'm
just
trying to correct you.
Yeah, no, yeah, and you were right too. So you're the librarian. Oh. Your birthday, your job, you're done.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Right?
You're done. Well, your mother's maiden name just so everybody can just tell me. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun being on the other side of the mic and having somebody ask questions. But here's what I am actually bringing up. Dale invited Brendo on the pod, and Brendo has politely declined.
Very politely.
Because in his own words, I am not articulate enough.
And I stand by it. And as we've just talked about upstairs and argued about,
I'm not happy.
I can ask stupid questions, and I like asking stupid questions, but I haven't got the answer. I haven't got the macro answers. That's why I'm here.
Dale is not going to ask you. Well, if he does, just say you don't know. But, like, he's not going to ask you those questions. And if he, you know, he's a professional.
He is.
So,
such a good-looking professional.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll tell you what.
In Bitcoin against the best-looking man in Bitcoin. Let's see what happens. I want to see this.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Dale.
Ooh.
Get your wife on
to
interview me.
I just made a horrible noise in people's ears.
You like sound like an orgasm. That's it made it even creepier.
Dale,
I'll think about it.
Brendo will do it. But what I'd like is anybody who's listened to this who thinks Brendo should do it,
don't fucking
comment somewhere. Tell him to do it. Peer pressure everywhere, guys.
Yeah, I know the first tweet. Bodog, don't do it.
But this is the point. The point is more. It's not about everybody being an expert in everything. Nobody is an expert in everything. Hopefully somebody knows something about something and go on and talk about that. And if you don't know, it's okay to say, I don't know, that's not my thing, go on to the next thing. So, and it's more about your own story. Like, that's what he's wanting to know.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Have I?
No.
Dale, he's in. Hit him up. What else have we got?
I don't know. What's happening in general Bitcoin world?
Oh, let's talk Apple.
I'm so over them.
It's so fun
I know, but...
I'm so smug.
It's the whole ecosystem thing.
Using my Google phone, you know what I mean? Like, what a smug prick. Like,
all right.
But...
It's a fucking joke. So what's the motivation there? Do you actually think Tim Cook is actually aware of any of this? Because I don't know. He might be now.
That specific thing, no.
No.
But is he aware of Bitcoin? He must be.
He's got Bitcoin.
Does Tim Cook have Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Does he? Okay, there you go.
In his own custody, I don't know, but he said Bitcoin.
I mean, he's absolutely not aware. I don't think he would have been aware of the Nostr issue, whatever. That's been decided way down the chain from Tim Cook, but you're right, he probably is aware of it now.
Yeah, but then, you know, you've got Apple kind of coming into, well, they do the whole micropayment, or whatever you call it, Apple Pay and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, strategically, is that... That's a move, you know what I mean? Like, what else are they then going to go for? Are they going to go for all these little things that potentially eat their lunch?
Well, businesses, right, good businesses, over a period of time, get big.
Yeah.
You're right? And then so you've got your sort of, what am I trying to say? Like, what is the word? Like, the entrepreneurial phase, this the time when you're bringing out... The reason they become good in the first place is because they create something that everybody likes. Then they create other things that people like. They get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you're a massive business. And then you sort of go into protection mode.
Yeah.
Now, some of them will continue to buy up other things that come through. Some of that will be to bring them into their product. Some of that will be just to keep them from being competition.
Yeah.
But just looking at Apple now, they're in protection mode. So they're just stifling all kinds of development, including this.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking was, like, it was some, I don't know the absolute ins and outs of it, but they're looking for 30% or something of all, they take 30% of all transactions that run through the App Store.
They do.
So think about this, right?
And that, oh, sorry, guy.
All I was going to say was, how big are Apple? And they take 30%.
Yeah.
Who's the government now?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they're just basically acting like government, taking 30% of everything you make.
Yeah.
And being, they're bigger than, Apple will be bigger than a lot of countries.
I don't know if you saw this a while back, probably 2 years now. Epic Games, which creates Fortnite, they had a big legal stoush with Apple because Apple removed them from the
app. Oh, because that's like their internal coin?
The App Store, yeah. So because basically they were accepting money to purchase skins and all that kind of stuff, and Apple wasn't
money,
getting
money, when
it.
You say money, do you mean dollars?
Dollars, yeah. To buy V-Bucks.
Right.
And Apple weren't getting their share of that. And so they're like, well, and Epic's like, no, you get the 30%. Although, sorry, it's a free fucking app. That's the other point. But maybe that's what the issue was. But anyway, huge legal stoush, so.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting. That's interesting, right? It's going to bring it to a head somehow.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's going to be, yeah.
Just on that quickly, I retweeted a tweet I think yesterday from Alan Farrington. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
But he just said Apple are AOLing themselves in real time, which I loved. Yeah.
He's totally right.
Totally. Well, that's the whole thing with the idea of a business cycle. All businesses start and finish. I remember learning that in high school. You know what I mean? Like you can have a company that, you know, lasts for 100, mm-hmm. 200 years, mm-hmm. but they all have a life cycle.
Well, where were
they? And where's Apple's? Or where are they in that life cycle?
That's it. And like, you sort of think that's never going to change. But if you thought about when you were a six-year-old child, who was the biggest business? Mm. I don't know what the answer would be, but like, it might be like General Motors or Shell.
Well, look, Blockbuster.
It could be one of the. But where are they now? Right, some of them are. Yeah. I mean, some of them still exist, but they're certainly not the biggest businesses in the world anymore. Mm. It changes over time, and you sort of live in this. Oh, it's Google, it's Apple, it's whoever it might be, Netflix or something. Mm. But is it going to be in 10 years? I think not. Now, what it will be instead, who knows? But what else was going to love this as well? From this is. Well, was that Reddit? Yeah, I think that looks like Reddit. Not that I use Reddit particularly, but this is a Dylan LeClaire share. Quoting the market is efficient. You know, the efficient market hypothesis.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Right, it's so good. Like, there's somebody just what do you do on Reddit? Tweet? Post,
yeah. Upvote, downvote, all that kind of shit. Yeah.
So it says, what happens if you buy a house, then a few years later the housing bubble bursts and the prices reduce? Say you buy a house at $500,000, pay for a few years, and then the house is valued at a lot less. Does the money you paid on the mortgage essentially pay off the house faster? Are you owed money? Thanks.
And what was the thing? The market.
Dylan's just sharing it and saying that the market is a vision.
And then the market.
the market. So this is the level of knowledge that people have. Like, I'm laughing because it's amusing.
I'd love to see what the responses are on that actual thread.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Other than LOL.
But this is, firstly, there's two points there. That is normal opinions of some people somewhere. Mm. That we're dealing with, so people are about to get punched in the mouth. Mm. But secondly, the efficient market hypothesis is so garbage. Like, yeah, okay, fair enough. If all the information is out there, the market should be efficient. But that information isn't known uniformly across the whole market. Mm. Like, you might know about something new before I know about something new. Mm. So anyway, it's just wild that people think that.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm. I love how you say that.
Here's a question.
Yeah. Like, here's the question. No shit, this is a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, no, I could have a statement.
Okay. Well, that's okay. That's what I should say. Here's a statement.
Should I? I'm still. My mind's still upstairs.
Oh, Taylor guy.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's a lot of fucking sats that I'm gonna have to.
Should you
plow into it?
So here's what you should.
An ensuite that we haven't been using for years anyway. As much as the wife would have loved to come back to our own shower and not having to share with the kids.
You do wash.
let's go there. Like, you were asking me before, you're like, so do you have another shower? I'm like, yes, mate, we have showered in 5 years. And you're like, oh, and I thought you'd just be taking baths.
Well, I thought maybe. Just,
well, like all that old minor one where the kid goes first and the water goes black and then the dad just pours the thing over his head. Yeah, that's me.
It's a lot of sats.
That's so many sats.
So the question is, how long do you leave it before you pay that money? I mean, I don't know.
I guess you can frame that in any product, service, trade, whatever you want to do.
I mean, if it was 3 years, oh no, yeah, 3 years ago, you would take out a loan at 3%.
Yeah.
You know, for a 10-year something loan and then pay it back.
Well, the other thing is, if it was 3 years ago and I had the cash, I'd go, fuck yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, but that was the wrong thing to do.
I know.
But now, do you take out a loan? Here's a stupid question. I've never bought a car.
It's a question.
I've never bought a car on finance, right?
Yep. That's good.
Well, no, well, yeah, I mean, maybe. But with a car loan, is that a variable interest loan?
We've done it, and no.
It's a fixed interest.
It may be.
Maybe you can get both?
I don't know. Like, we've only...
Is it the same as... This is ignorance. But is it the same as a mortgage? Like, you get a fixed portion, you get a variable portion, or you get one or the other, you get combination
we've only
of both?
We've only done a fix, I suppose, because it's like, right, this is the rate, this is what your weekly payments will be, and this will be the interest that you pay at the end of the loan.
Okay.
So it's fixed.
Okay.
I don't imagine that they would offer a variable rate product for car finance.
Well, I don't know, but like...
Personal loan. What about a personal loan? That's a fixed rate.
But let's say you'd taken out a car loan 3 years ago.
Yep.
What would that have been 3 years ago? I don't know, 3-4%, something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
And then surely all these loan providers, if that's true, and there's all these people on fixed rates, like all these loan providers must be getting crushed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a problem waiting to happen if that's the case.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Somebody tell us what the story is with car loans.
I thought I just did.
Yeah, but you give your opinion. Somebody give us the facts. I mean, I agree with it. Like, I don't know. You know more than me. Something else. Let's go on a bit of a tangent. So, when was it? The 2nd of June, the debt ceiling was suspended. In the US. What day is today? Oh, 8th of June.
Well, we didn't have to say the actual date. You said happy birthday. No one knows exactly.
Bleep it.
You've just fucking...
Well, bleep it.
No, I don't care. Whatever.
So anyway, this was the 3rd. So between the 2nd of June and the 13th of June, what would that be? 11 days. How much do you think US public debt increased by?
Oh, I couldn't fucking begin to guess. So what? Between the what?
Between when the debt ceiling was suspended... And basically 2 days ago, which was the 11 days total.
How much is the what? The
how debt? Much? How much has US public debt, outstanding public debt increased?
I couldn't. 100 billion.
508 billion.
Holy shit.
In 11 days.
Holy shit.
508 billion in 11 days. That's wild, right?
So can you explain that to me then? This is a stupid question. Because I have a question. If that's okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, not probably.
So the suspending the debt ceiling rather than raising it, explain that to me.
So, I think the public justification for it is, firstly, they were running out of money.
Yes,
they were out of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so they had to create more somehow.
Yeah,
and they had to, and the so in order to be allowed to do that, what am I trying to say here? You either take the number that it currently is and change it to another number.
Which is raising the debt ceiling.
Yeah,
yep.
Raising the ceiling. Or you can suspend the... So what you're saying is, let's say the number is 31 trillion.
Yep.
And you could say, okay, well, for the next 12 months, we'll raise it to 32.5 trillion. There's some extra headroom. The new ceiling number is 32.5 trillion.
Yep.
Right? But that's not what they've done. They've suspended the debt ceiling. So essentially, there is no ceiling.
So it's the same thing.
Well... It's worse in the sense that, I mean, in theory, it could run to God knows what.
What's the time frame? If they actually
Point. This is the reason. I think the reason is to the end of the next, beyond the next election cycle, so that it doesn't become a political issue. Between, I think that's the justification. Now, that's not the real reason. The real reason is it just gives us loads of space to do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So God knows what the number is going to be by. I don't know when is the next U.S. election. Like, must be like 18 months away or something. Is that right?
I have no idea. Is it like September? Oh, I thought September. Not September,
it's November.
24, maybe? November. Oh, November. Yeah.
But it's not this November, so I think it's the next November.
Yeah.
But so we've now got, what does that give you, like 18 months to, and then we'll be back in the same place arguing about the same things again.
Mm.
But God knows where they're going to be going there. But yeah, the important number was 508 billion.
In 11 days.
In 11 days. Like, that's more than $1 trillion a month. And let's say we get 18 months.
Yeah.
Until we have to review this again. That's $18 trillion added to 31. So we're at $50 trillion by the... Well, I don't know, but that's just extrapolating that out. But yeah.
Exciting times.
Wild. There was something else, but I don't know what it is. Well, that's my tweet of the week, so we can get to that in a minute if you want to.
Yeah.
It's like tweet of the week. It was the 23rd of October, 2022, so it's not tweet of the week. But it's by... Orange Knight, Bitcoinfinity.
Yep.
And it was, it's like cool. I'll show you.
I saw it going before.
Wheel.
I saw it on your phone when you just sat it there. Oh. I'm like, what's that animation?
But the point is, like, so I'm going to read this right. Eventually, the amount of Bitcoin stacked daily by the DCA crew will exceed the amount of liquid Bitcoin issued. Plus what's available. So the price will just go up daily and it will fulfill its destiny as the best savings technology ever invented. This is the Bitcoin ratchet theory. Now, yeah. So, I mean, today, what did we did the sum earlier? So what's the price of Bitcoin dollars?
37 or something? Oh, and AUD, it's like 37.
Times $37,000. So right, as of today, 33 and a third. I'll tell you a funny story about that.
Okay.
I'll tell you now. So my wife worked in Ireland. She's an Aussie.
Yeah.
She worked in Ireland at one point. Oh, well, she lived in Scotland, but was flying over Ireland to work. And she went for a sandwich at lunchtime, and they said to her, I don't know what she were having, like cheese and tomato. And they said, and a turd. And she's like, no, I don't want a turd. She didn't understand this. That she's like, and she had this argument in a sandwich shop about the fact that she didn't want a turd on her sandwich.
What was it though? A third?
A third, yeah. Do you want a, like, you got a third, you get a turd for free? And she's like, I don't want one. Anyway, so it's 30 naked gun, 33 and a third million dollars per day, because I'm just going back on stuff. New money has to come into Bitcoin every day just to keep the price stable.
Yeah.
Now, that obviously assumes that people aren't selling stuff that's already out there, but that's the new money just to keep the money keep the price stable. So once the DCAers are stacking 33 and a third million Australian dollars per day, that's the floor. Today's price is the floor.
Is there any way to audit that? Like, how many, you know what I mean? Like,
well, that assumes that all miners are selling all Bitcoin that they mine. Because that's the new supply.
No. I mean, audit how much of that is actually DCAs. You can't get that info because they're all on different exchanges.
I don't know. Like, but I wouldn't have a clue how to do it. But speak to James Check or somebody.
Yeah.
He might have some way.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Really interesting to know what the actual DCA number is, if it's even gettable.
I mean, I think... maybe if you looked at somewhere like, I don't know, Swan, you could sort of extrapolate it out from the DCAers at Swan. I mean, they must have, I don't know what their numbers, I'd love to know what the numbers are that go through like an exchange like Swan.
Yeah.
Because they all have, they have DCA plans.
Yeah. Well, like the exchanges here.
Yeah, true, but they'll be smaller.
Yeah.
So
it'll
be really hard to
get an idea.
Extrapolate that out. Well, it wouldn't be very, you'd have to take the biggest one or biggest multiple, biggest 10, work out what their daily DCAs are, and then
multiply it out.
Yeah, but be interesting.
Someone do that.
Yeah, someone do that.
Not me, because I can't.
It's like it would be so, like it would be a guess.
Oh yeah, but
you'd at least have some. Idea. Yeah, you'd have some level of. I don't know. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done too.
Thursday daytime.
What's your tweet of the week? Oh, that was it.
That's the tweet of the week. Who's the dick of the day? Must be Apple.
Fucking my builder, mate. Oh, no, definitely.
He was
Apple.
Good. He was nice, but yeah, the guy that
built the thing. Apple, 100% Apple, you motherfuckers.
So you're gonna give up your iPhone? What's that called again? An iPad? What's that called?
That's a MacBook. No, because that's a thing. Like I love their products.
They're a shit coin until they put Bitcoin on a balance sheet.
Well, everyone is.
Everything is Bitcoin until they do that. But once they do, I mean,
here's a question.
Love it.
Will you become an Apple user if they go right?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like,
your loyalty to Google.
I'm not loyal. I don't have loyalty to these things. I just get the one that suits my needs. But yeah. I'm good. My Pixel is. I don't like the Pixel. Takes a good photo, but don't like it. Mm. Much prefer. I'll go back to Samsung next time. But I would like. This is what we were saying to you before. I've got a list of things as long as my arm to do, and I just avoid the things that I don't. It's the same as everybody, right?
Mm.
But I just avoid the things that I don't like, or they're a hassle or whatever. Mm. But going to a phone that's less tracked, and more, open source, that's clearly something I should be doing.
Yeah.
But it's I know, but it's a pain.
Yeah.
And as all these things don't work so well, for all that hate Google Maps works.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just. Yeah, I'm wrong. You're wrong, but doing the right thing is hard.
Yeah,
always is.
Yeah. All right, we good?
I'm good, man.
All right, see you, fuckers. I don't think I've called people fuckers before.
You definitely have.
Well, our audience.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh okay. See you, fuckers.
Oh, you're still.